Up and down the Massachusetts coastline, officials and families are closely watching today's storm as more flooding is predicted. It follows the flooding from last weekend's storm that did a lot more than just damage property. It wreaked havoc on the lives of people who call the coast their home. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story of one Quincy family in particular.
Yesterday afternoon was a placid one on the Quincy shore, birds chirping and waves lapping at the seawall. But the scattered appliances strewn across the ground, the empty homes with falling shingles and stone walls, and the nose of a car sticking out from the marsh, they all tell a different story. Just days before, the seaside neighborhood near Howe's Neck turned into an apocalypse. 17-year-old Taylor Fenton and her family, already dealing with a lot, now had to deal with a lot more.
When we were upstairs, there was a big window you can see out, and they were watching their life float away into the marsh. Pictures, albums, books, everything.
The floodwaters ruined nearly everything on the first floor of the two-story house, where her aunt and uncle's room was.
I just feel heartbroken for my aunt and uncle because this was their everything. They lived on the first floor. Me, my grandmother, brother, and boyfriend lived on the first floor, so our things are okay. It's just not going to be able to come live here again.
The family's home of 25 years is a stone's throw from the ocean, separated by a marsh and a seawall. Every year brings storms and warnings from authorities, but Fenton says there was nothing to indicate this time would be any worse than the last. First responders had to rescue the seven people living in the house, including four senior citizens, Taylor Fenton and her boyfriend, and her six-year-old brother, who's autistic and in his grandmother's custody. After they arrived at a local shelter, they had to make a difficult decision.
We didn't know went to the hotel until we went to my mother's. We had made the decision to split up since we knew we weren't going to be able to all go together.
The problem was that the six-year-old was not supposed to be with his mother, a recovering opioid addict whose home is located near the notorious Methadone Mile in Boston's South End. And on Monday, the family says officials from the Department of Children and Families came to the home and took the boy into custody. In the crisis of a storm, the family making a quick decision at an emergency shelter, Taylor Fenton said it never occurred to them to leave her brother with their elderly grandmother and three other seniors.
No, because they're all over, they're 69, 70, 71, 72. They're not apt to take care of an autistic six-year-old by their own in a hotel.
Confidentiality laws prohibit DCF from disclosing details in any case. Agency officials told WBUR protecting children is the department's top priority, and further, that children are taken into custody only when DCF and the courts determine their safety is at immediate risk.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
I miss you a whole lot.
And I missed you guys, too.
I missed you.
Oh.
At the Best Western Hotel in Quincy, Gail Fenton reunites with her granddaughter and her granddaughter's boyfriend. As guardian of her two grandkids, she says it was her decision to send the six-year-old to their mother's place.
I sent him in to his mother with his sister. Well, I decided because I figured it was the safest place for him to be. Under the circumstances, we didn't know where we were going to go. We didn't know anything.
He was traumatized, too.
And he was scared to death.
Taylor Fenton is about to turn 18, and she says she'll try to get guardianship of her brother. Gail Fenton says Taylor is already one of her brother's primary caretakers.
She didn't have to be up until I don't know what time, but she'd get up at 6 o'clock every morning, get him dressed, ready for school, waited for the school bus, took him down and put him on the school bus, and then she'd get herself ready to go to school. She's just, like I said, number one.
Now a lot of rubble and debris are scattered through the neighborhood this family called home, and Fenton is reaching out in the storm's aftermath to find her grandson and get him home, wherever home is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.